Transmission.
And of course, that means it's 1930 UTC. Time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Starring me. My name's Tobe. I'm your host and chairman. And I'm sitting in my car outside of a grocery store again because I have to buy food all the time. Oh, I can't even remember what I. Oh, yeah, I gotta get waffles and stuff. Okay, let's go. Alright, let's lock the car here. Oh, it wasn't supposed to be this windy. Alright, into the breach. Let's grab a basket here. And we're off. Get away from all the idiots. And into the frozen food section we go. Oh, I love the frozen food section of this store because it hums. Maybe you can hear it. Oh, I'm gonna guess that's 60 hertz or some kind of harmonic. And here we are, it's waffle time. Grab me a big box of waffles. And we're good. Now, what else did I want? Oh yeah, I have to get some, I should probably get some oil. And I need to get some cooking spray. But I can really do one or the other. I don't absolutely need both at this time. Well, maybe we should just eavesdrop on other people's conversations. That might also be fun. Now, where's my cooking spray? It's probably in here. Oh, what a coincidence. The oil and the cooking spray are in the same place. What a surprise. Oh, I just want some regular. Oh, here's some lovely canola oil. I'll take it. Now, do I want to get oil at this time? Yeah, well, how badly do I need it? I think I'm going to wait on that. Alright, let's go this way. Oh, the meat department. Do I need anything from here today? I don't think that I do. Let's see, I want to go down one of these aisles though. Uh-oh. I found some stuff that I don't want. Actually, I do want it. I want it quite a bit. And where's my chicken? Gotta get some chicken. And let's not go over here. Uh-oh, too late. Uh-oh. I found the Kringla. And I also found the Kringles. The difference between a Kringla and a Kringle is, well, significant. But we're not going to go into it at this time because behind me are the donuts. And oh, they even got the kind I like. They got two of them. Oh, I think we're gonna do some donuts today. Okay, got two yummy donuts. One for today and one for tomorrow. Now, why am I walking up this aisle exactly? I don't think I need anything from here, but I should check anyway. And I don't need any of this stuff. How about tea? I should always be buying tea. Okay, where's my tea? Here's my tea. Ooh, and it's on sale, 2 for $4. Well, in that case, 1, 2. Two boxes of tea. And should I get some maple syrup? Oh, I was gonna say no, I think I have some, but it is on sale. $2.49. I think I will buy some. And that is approximately 50% off. Alright, let's go look at meat. No. No. Oh, this is not a protein day. Alright, do I buy cottage cheese here? No, they do not have my kind of cottage cheese here. What else do I need? I think that's about it. That's all I needed, wasn't it? I didn't even need half this stuff. Oh, I just remembered. I need to go down one of these aisles here and grab my sausages. I've started eating one sausage with my waffles in the morning for breakfast. I need the fat, apparently. Okay, one box of sausages. Yeah, you want to increase your fat count? Eat breakfast sausage. One serving, 3 sausages, is 40% of your daily fat intake requirement. And I'm only eating 1. And that's enough to... Whoa, wait, where do I... No, don't buy any of those. Don't be a sucker. Oh, look, I'm in the vegetable aisle again. And these are all on sale, but I just bought a whole bunch, and I don't really need any more vegetables. Okay. I got plenty of vegetables. And look how crowded these lines are. We're 4 deep in 4 different cashiers. In that case, I'm gonna wander back up here and make sure I didn't miss anything. Ooh, I just walked by the cookie aisle. Don't buy the cookies. Oh, and of course, here's the laundry soap. I do need to get laundry detergent. But this isn't the best place to buy it. Yeah, ooh, here's some that's on... Oh, no, I thought the 4-liter jug was on sale. It is not. Okay, in that case, I will not purchase any laundry detergent at this time. Walking by the wine. Ooh, walking by the sugar. Do I have sugar? Yeah, I got at least 8 pounds of sugar at home.
Huh?
And what's over here? Oh yes, sauces and salad dressings, of which I need neither. Do I need any mustard? No, I don't need mustard. This is going to sound strange, but I just remember that I wanted some brass polish. and so now I'm standing in the bleach, cleaners, dish soap, fabric softener, laundry soap, and Tide aisle. And I'm not finding any brass polish whatsoever. Yeah, there's no brass polish anywhere. I'm going to have to either devise some of my own or go to a different store and buy some brass polish. Okay, now, what's down here? Mason jars. I like mason jars, but I don't need to purchase any at this time. I wonder if I should get some more Jell-O. Maybe I better just take a look. See what they've got going. Ooh, as advertised. A sale on Jell-O. It's not that good of a deal. What about the store label stuff? Well, They don't have a lot of variety. And I got plenty of Jell-O at home. Why am I even looking at Jell-O? Now I'm just doing stuff out of habit. That's just bizarre. I'm habit shopping. Nobody needs that. Maybe it's time to get out of here. Let's get in line and check out. Go back home.
You have a good one. Get you. Oh, all courtesy out, please. Slide your card again. It goes. Two.
I slid it about half an hour ago. Do it again?
No.
All right. Am I good to go now?
Yeah.
Thank you.
John?
Yeah, Jonathan.
Oh. Jonathan.
Competent employees will always make the experience much better, but I don't have anything better to do. I can wander around doing stupid crap all day. All right, I am back outside in the wind, and we're back at my car. Let's get in the damn car, and now it won't unlock. Why does my car do this? There we go. Oh, I'm having more and more problems getting back into my car. I've explained this problem to the people who need to know about it, but nobody seems to understand what's going on here. Apparently, everybody I know is not smarter than a key fob. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and drive on home. And while I do that, why don't you listen to this?
Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born three, laced up in me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music, racing three parts. Casually see, but don't do like the soul. Cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys. Doing hip hop, hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punk. Parents let go, cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap shows you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrasing, Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Do-Si-Do's your daughter. A dry camera roll system is now set. Fly around the store under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound. Y'all in your Quebec, that the action's not a trick, but show me the function. Everybody wants to be a DJ, everybody wants to be an MC, but being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of three, and that's the magic number.
Three.
This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the cost that we dine, and three out of every darn time, the effect is, where the daisy grows in your mind. Showing true position, this here piece is kissing the part of the pie that's missing, where that negative number fills up the casualty. Maybe you can subtract it, you can call it your lucky partner, maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my one and two, where would there be my three mates, posse, me, and that's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunts of the soul. Souls who flaunt style gain praises by pounds. Common are speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen, cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dumb and a plug. Set aside a legal substance and feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug.
Three.
Time is a factor, so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. Three forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fits and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune, but don't do the hustle. Shake, rattle, roll to my magic number.
Now you may try to subtract it,
but it just won't go away. 3 times 1.
What is it?
1, 2, 3.
And that's a magic number.
Yo, what's up?
1, 2, 3.
Hey, children, what does it all mean?
1, 2, 3.
I would lie to you.
No more, no less.
That's a magic number.
No more, no less.
Car.
No more, no less.
Power and the water, mama.
No more, no less.
Power and the water, mama.
No more, no less.
No, three, no, feet, no, five,
no,
right.
No more, no less.
That's a magic number.
Hey, maybe you should try the ham, Axe Cop. They say change is good. I know ham is good.
I'm the most horrible! I'm the most horrible!
Welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm still Tobe. You're still listening to Anon Radio, and I applaud you for it. There have been a lot of Akira Kurosawa films on this week. I've seen about 5, I think, altogether. And this is, of course, on TCM. And if you don't know who Akira Kurosawa is, I suggest you look it up at this time. But it got me to thinking. And it got me to thinking about one of his favorite movies that I haven't seen in a long time, and they're probably not going to play it, but that movie would be called Dreams. And if you've never seen Akira Kurosawa's Dreams, I would say go out and rent it, but nobody rents movies anymore, so do your Hulu or your Netflix or your brain trash or whatever it's called, go ahead and do it and find Dreams by Akira Kurosawa. And in that movie is a particular scene that I really like and think about quite often. And even though I haven't seen the movie in a long time, I kind of think it's the first scene in the movie. And it's basically known as the Fox's Wedding. And it's pretty wild. The scene, a little kid is playing and it starts raining while it's sunny. And he happens to catch the wedding procession of a couple of foxes, and things unfold from there. It gets a little weird, but, you know, come on. It's a movie called Dreams, so, you know, figure it out. And the reason I've been thinking about this scene is that this happened to me recently. Some foxes got married. I don't even know where to start. You know me, I'm running around outside, and very often I'm doing things in the rain, because rain is a good time to be in a forest, because it masks the sound of you moving around, and if you want to see some animals, the good time to be out there is in a light rain. I also like to look for mushrooms, and rain brings mushrooms, so naturally I spend a lot of time in places where it's raining or has just rained. Well, as it happens, sometimes I'll be out and it'll be one of those weird days and it'll be sunny and it'll start raining. Or it'll be raining and then it'll become sunny and still be raining. And you know, this is just a trick of clouds. And I like cloud tricks. But when it's sunny and it's raining, that's apparently a magical time in many folklores around the world. And in Japan, when it's sunny and is raining, it is said to be the time when foxes get married. So, why am I even bringing this up? Well, basically because I want to see a fox wedding. You know, I keep getting caught out in the rain when it's sunny, and then I realize, oh, foxes are getting married, and I start looking around, and I'm always in places where there should be foxes somewhere, but they're a very tricky animal. And as such, I have yet to witness a wedding of the foxes. Also, there is another phenomenon that is referred to as the wedding of the foxes in Japan, and that is atmospheric ghost lights. Now, what are atmospheric ghost lights? Well, they are known in many cultures. We know them as will-o'-the-wisps. There's 8 Japanese versions. We also call it St. Elmo's fire sometimes. Some people see these things and say that they are UFOs. A common explanation for this stuff is swamp gas or marsh gas, you know, just things decomposing. You know, they create methane. Methane ignites and there's fire. But anyway, I'm a huge fan of atmospheric ghost lights, as you can imagine. And I'm always trying to think of new ways to produce them. Now, for me personally, a will-o'-wisp is not an atmospheric ghost light so much as a ground-based ghost light. And I've created some interesting ones in the past, and I'm working on a new one. One that will float on water, and so that nobody can get to it. You know, if there's a mysterious ghost light out in the middle of a lake, people are on shore witnessing it, you know, nobody can get any closer to it to see what it really is, and so it helps perpetuate the myth of, you know, ghost light, will-o'-the-wisp, or Onibi, or Hitodama, marsh gas, fairies, UFOs, whatever you want to call it. And now, the difficulty with atmospheric ghost lights is, you know, getting these lights up into the air. And there used to be a time, not too long ago, where you could pull this trick off really easily with, you know, sky lanterns, the paper lanterns that float up into the sky. But those are extraordinarily well known in America these days, and so anyone wanting to try to do this can't get away with that as much as they used to be able to. In fact, sky lanterns or fire balloons, whatever you want to call them, are so popular here that the legislature recently passed laws outlawing them. Ain't that too bad? Oh well. However, I've been working on another little project for producing atmospheric ghost lights. And the real trick to doing this is you have to be able to produce a light, a combustion light, that people haven't seen before. And that means it can't look like anything that anybody's seen or can immediately identify. So that generally rules out fireworks. You know, people see a bright green glowing star shooting up in the air, they just assume somebody's shooting off fireworks. Or somewhere else, maybe somebody will think, oh, somebody's sending up a flare, we need to go rescue them. You know, okay, right? So we want to avoid these things. And so what I've been working on is a little project that consists of glow plugs from, you know, diesel engines and brass tubing. And you can make a little cannon or a gun out of something like this. And from it, you can shoot nitrated paper, nitrocellulose in paper form, which burns in a really interesting manner, extraordinarily fast. And it doesn't leave any residue, and there's it burns so completely that there's barely any smoke or smell. You can hardly tell anything has been burning. And there's, you know, then the trick of getting it up in the air. Well, it turns out that if you're a creative person with paper, this isn't difficult to do. It basically consists of making an octopus out of paper, shoving it down the tube, and then charging the glow plug. What happens is that the octopus's legs that have more, quote, edge, end quote, area, they catch on fire and they burn the fastest, launching the rest of the paper out of the tube, which then burns through the air in its bizarre fashion, resembling some kind of mysterious ghost light. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Especially if you start making this device, this gun, if you will, if you start making it smaller. Now, I realize that, you know, glow plugs only come in so many sizes. So if and when you find the small ones, start thinking about this a little bit harder. I'm sure having a good time with it and freaking out my cat. Yeah, you're Hello Kitty, but my cat is named Pippa. And what's Pippa doing today? Well, it's a little rainy, and it's a little thundery, and it's very, very windy. So, we're not very interested in looking out the windows today, because the wind will blow rain into our face, and no kitties like that. And so, mostly, Pippa has been napping, or hanging out in her thunder hut, her little hideout when it starts to thunder. So I'm going to hide in my little thunder hut kitty cave and the thunder can't get me. And I keep telling her that the thunder is just an atmospheric phenomenon. Boy, it's funny how we're on that subject today. And she doesn't understand that thunder is a good thing. We need thunder because that means rain is falling. And when rain is falling, that means mushrooms are growing, among other things. Hopefully I can parlay these shenanigans up into some serious monkey business in the warm weather months ahead. I'm looking forward to it. So, you know, I guess what I'm trying to tell you is, if you hear any reports of UFOs or will-o-wisps or ghost lights of any kind, try to corroborate that with my location. If you know where I am, and you know where these lights were reported, you might have an explanation on your hands. You know, although I am kind of tempted to work on my exploding mushroom project, or I wasn't thinking exploding mushrooms so much as I was thinking, like, sparking mushrooms? Mushrooms that generate electricity? People will believe anything. Oh, and I just want to give it to them. People want to believe. Of course, all these things I say are just ideas. Popular theories of mine. And should be regarded with, oh, nothing much more than disdain, I would imagine. But, you know, that's entirely up to you. I and this show are not responsible for anything you do or believe. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe, and you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. This show does air every single day at 19:30 UTC, so be sure to tune in tomorrow and every other day that you possibly can, because who knows what you're going to miss if you don't listen. Oh boy. Please stay tuned, because coming up next, right after me, will be The Sound Show, genre mix and discussion with Barnacle, probably the most popular show here on Anon Radio. I'm a big fan, and I know I'll be listening, so make sure you tune in as well. That's it for me. Bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.